Ticha was at the Capitol for several events, including an endorsement by Assemblyman Phil Steck, one of the only state legislators who was a Bernie Sanders delegate to the Democratic National Convention in 2016. They stood in a park outside the building in a summer downpour.
Well, good morning, everyone. We have a bit of inclement weather.
Teachout, a Fordham law professor who is in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, says she joined the race because she believes the country is in a democratic and constitutional crisis under the Trump administration, and the state needs a truly independent attorney general to fight corruption.
But I believe, and I know, and I feel it this year, that New York State is really on the verge of a major change. There are candidates running around the state who represent a desire for a more open and honest Albany.
In 2014, Teachout won 30% of the Democratic primary vote for governor when she ran as a virtual unknown against incumbent Andrew Cuomo. She's also been endorsed recently by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In June, Ocasio-Cortez won a primary against Queens incumbent Congressman Joe Crowley. In an interview with public radio and television, Teachout says she believes the New York Attorney General's post is the most important legal office in the country right now.
The Trump Organization and the Trump Foundation are based here. The Trump Organization encompassing 500 or so businesses. And so that means where there's illegality, the illegality is happening here in New York.
Teachout for weeks called for a criminal probe of the Trump Foundation. The current acting Attorney General, Barbara Underwood, filed a civil lawsuit. In recent days, Underwood and Governor Cuomo took steps to open two separate criminal investigations. Teachout is taking credit for that. Teachout says she'd also like to combat corruption in state government. In recent months, several former associates of Governor Cuomo have been convicted of bribery and bid rigging, and the two former legislative leaders now face significant jail time. She would restart the Moreland Act Commission on Corruption. It was begun by Cuomo in 2013, but shut down a year later. She says there was never an executive order formally rescinding the commission, so it could be revived. Later, Teachout appeared at a news conference with women who are survivors of sexual harassment in the state legislature. Their group is calling for public hearings, saying the laws passed earlier this year by Cuomo and the legislature are not adequate in protecting victims and giving them tools to fight back against their abusers. Teachout says if she became attorney general, she'd want more powers to pursue sexual harassment cases in state government.
Right now, we need a permanent referral to look into both civil and criminal violations of sexual misconduct.
The three other candidates, including the Democratic Party's nominee for the post, New York City public advocate Tish James, were also invited to appear with the women. But members of the sexual harassment working group say they did not hear back from them. The candidates did not respond to a request for comment. A recent Quinnipiac University poll found James is in the lead in the race, but she has the support of just 26% of registered Democrats. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney has 15%, Teachout is at 12%, and Leisha Eve is at 3%. 42% are still undecided. Back at the park, Assemblyman Steck is optimistic about Teachout's chances. He says the Democratic Party is changing and progressives are steering it back to its roots.
The establishment of the Democratic Party sadly departed from the policies of Franklin Roosevelt, which is really what most Democrats believe in.
Teachout and candidate Leisha Eve are calling for a series of debates in the attorney general's race, but so far, none have been scheduled. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.